Welcome to the Booked Out with Bree podcast. I'm your host, Bree Kane, and I'm a mom of three young girls who decided to unapologetically claim my dream life, the six-figure business, the freedom to have random ice cream dates with my girls at 1 p.m., or hire a babysitter for some alone time. I help women and moms claim all of themselves, be all of themselves, and live their biggest, boldest lives unapologetically. If you're ready to book out your business and your life with joy, fun, and ease, let's jump into this episode.
Hello, everyone. How are you? I'm so excited to be with you today. So today, we are talking about the very first steps to take. You have just started exploring the virtual assistant industry. Your eyes are open. You see what's possible. And now you're like, how do I get started? What do I do? This sounds amazing. I get to have flexible, consistent income from home. I still get to be with my kids. I get to use the skill set that I already have. What do I do next? So I'm here today to give you clarity on that and give you some really specific, tangible action steps going from, yes, this is for me, to let's freaking go. I'm in. I'm doing the thing. Are you ready? So excited to be here. So first, I want to give you some insight into how I found the VA industry and how I realized and came to be obsessed with it. I truly believe that this is one of the best ways for moms to make consistent, flexible income from home without having to send I remember when I was in direct sales, for example, they're like, how you grow is you download your Facebook friends list and then you reach out to every single person on your Facebook friends list. I'm like, oh. You do not have to do that in the VA industry. You do not have to sell products. You don't have to wait for people to buy or to join your team before you earn income. One of the really cool things about the VA industry is that when you book in a client, they want you in their business for the long term. So you don't have to go looking for new clients month after month. You book your dream clients in, you are locked and loaded with that consistent 2K, 5K, 10K a month income. Which is so amazing. Like it's I think of it as like so soothing to the nervous system. You're not having to scramble every month. Like, where is that income going to come in from? Because you have it right there and you work with clients, you know, you love, it's like you get to do life and business with them. So a little bit of backstory of how I even came to find the VA industry. I originally went back to work after I had my first daughter. I lasted 3 months. And every single day I cried my eyes out and was just like, this is not why I wanted to become a mom. I did not want to have just 45 minutes with my new baby in the morning and an hour with her in the evening. Like I wanted to be there for all of it. And so after 3 months of working at my corporate job, I decided to turn in my notice, but I did want that consistent income, community, connection, autonomy, purpose, all of that. And so I originally started in the direct sales industry and it was super fun. Got to travel, meet friends, speak on stages, all of that. But even like hitting the number one sales spot in my company, the commissions were literally our grocery bill monthly as a family of five. And I was like working around the clock. It did not feel aligned. It did not feel like for the time that I had put in, it was worth the ROI. And my husband actually was the one who said, okay, Bree, all that time that you were putting and pouring into someone else's business, what if you did that for your own? And I was like, okay, I'm listening. I like the idea of that. But I had no idea what my own business would look like. Absolutely no idea. And so one of the first things I did was hire a business mentor and a coach and got a lot of clarity there. And it was really just like testing and implementing in action, following the step-by-steps. It scared me shitless. No joke. Going live, even 2 years ago, I would have had a panic attack. My lips were trembling. My whole body was shaking. It was terrifying. And so I found ways to take action, even though I was like scared and it felt so uncomfortable, but to continue to take action and follow that step by step. And about 6 months of this, okay, I'm still not where I want to be. Like I want that consistent, tangible income in motherhood. And I don't have to worry about month after month of what's the business going to look like. So It was 6 months into that, and I hadn't started generating income yet. And we're starting to talk about, do I need to go back to a 9 to 5? Like, finances are super tight 5.5 years into stay-at-home motherhood. And it was then in this like moment of, I refuse. I cannot imagine giving up the flexibility and the freedom that I've had as a stay-at-home mom for these 5.5 years. I refuse. I can't. There is no plan B. I'm going to figure this out. And that is when I found the virtual assistant industry. And when I saw it, literally, it was like I couldn't unsee it. I was like, what is this? And actually, a funny story of how I, so first, how I discovered it was on Indeed. I saw this job posting. It was for a life coach out of Los Angeles. And it was like 15 hours a week, super flexible, helping support her clients, all of that. And it didn't mention anywhere about the virtual assistant industry, but I saw that job description. I'm like, this is literally a dream. Like, I want to do this. It sounds so fun, you know, working for this business that supports and empowers women. Like, what? And so I was like, okay, how do I find more jobs like this? It was like this breadcrumb trail, searching the internet, like searching Facebook. And eventually I realized that type of job is what the virtual assistant industry is all about. And when I found the VA industry, it was like job after job, positions like that. I'm like, what is this? This is the coolest thing ever. And so in 3 days of discovering what the virtual assistant industry was, I had booked a 2K a month client, which was more consistently, even being at the top of a direct sales company, than I had made. I was like, this is amazing. And this is like in part-time flexible hours. I still get to be home with my kids. And so within that, finding the VA industry, 30 days, I had booked 4 dream clients. And then my first full month as a VA, I earned 5K a month. And I was like, oh my gosh, what in the world is going on? This is literally the best thing ever. And at that time, I was like starting to talk about it. You guys, this is what I'm doing. And I'm so excited. And I get to use the skills that I already have. And my DMs were like flooded. Bree, what are you doing? What the heck is this? Like, how do you do this? What is this? And that was what led to me creating Mom to VA, which is my 12-week program to help step by step to help moms launch and book out their business. And that's, you know, it's been amazing. Over 200 moms have gone through the program. And now I have a VA agency too, connecting coaches with VAs. So it's just turned into this magical thing. But what I think is also really cool about the VA industry is that it's this pathway to you really getting clear on your zone of genius, what you love doing, and the world of online business, which is so fun. Oh my gosh, I'm obsessed with just business in general and in the online space. So you can literally do anything. Like the way the systems and structure and methods that I have implemented into my own business and now teach my students is like you can literally earn as much as you want. Like sky's the limit. Truly, like multi seven figures when you set your business up to scale from the beginning, it's like almost mind blowing. So know too, like, you know, you're exploring the virtual assistant industry and you see the possibility and you see the potential, but you're ambitious and you're like, okay, 5K months would be amazing. But also I hear you talking about like 20 and 30 and 50 and 100K months. I'm like telling you, you can do all of this. And the VA industry is the most amazing pathway. Even if someday you want to open up a coaching program, like start here, find your voice, find your footing, work in the back end of other businesses that are doing the things that you want to do. And you're going to be like, okay, cool. What's next? Let's freaking go. So I love the VA industry more than anything. It's the most incredible pathway and just such a fun, tangible way. Like, even if you're not a mom, you want to be home, earn consistent, tangible, good income, doing work that you enjoy. You also have a lot of autonomy and choice in the VA industry. You've done sales in the past and you're like, this is not my jam. You get to say no. You get to only do the things that you love. It is the coolest thing ever. So let's talk a little bit about the virtual assistant industry. The virtual assistant industry is this big bubble. And within the bubble, you get to specialize and niche and decide, do you want to do community management? Do you want to do project management? Do you want to do purely administrative tasks? So just know if you're ambitious, you're probably like, I don't want to be an assistant for the rest of my life. Like, I want to do really cool, big, massive things. Know that within the VA industry, you don't have to call yourself a virtual assistant. I actually advise calling yourself an expert in something, whether it's project management expert, administrative expert, you get to really specialize and hone in on your zone of genius and what you love doing and blow and magnetize the F out of it. So the VA industry is growing massively. It was before the pandemic, but then the pandemic hit and more people went remote and businesses and companies realized, okay, wow, we don't need to require people to be in an office. And wow, actually having remote workers and not full-time, like specialized and tangible in like a couple hours a week of social media support, they save up to 78% operating costs, which is literally insane as a business owner. Like that's insane. That is such a cost savings. And not only that, it's like thinking to smaller businesses that are scaling that might not have this big budget to hire, but also they're like, just as an example, social media is like not my jam. They can, something that would take them 5 hours a week to do that they don't enjoy doing, they can get a specialist to do it in a quarter of the time because it's that person's zone of genius. So it's such a win for business owners to hire virtual assistants. This industry is booming. So now is the most amazing time to hop into the virtual assistant industry. It is absolutely booming. It's expected to grow within 30% in the next couple of years. And what does a VA look like? You really get to leverage your skill set and your schedule and choose what works for you. You get to lean into your passions, your zone of genius, set your hours. You set your hours. You choose who you want to work with. You have so much autonomy and freedom of that. And that's why I think it's such an amazing option for moms, because you want to be home with your kids. You want to tuck them in for naps. You want to make them lunch, all of that. And you get to mold your VA business and your client work around that. So you get to put your kids and your family first. Or if you don't have kids and you want to go self-care, get a massage, all of that, you really get to mold your life and schedule around your business, which is another reason too. I love online business so much. So let's talk about now the first steps in booking out your business. So one of the first things that you want to do is identify your marketable skill set. And for this, like really think about, reflect on all of your professional experience, what you've done in the past. Now, this can include, it doesn't just have to be corporate jobs. It could be volunteer roles. It could be direct sales, all of that. So look at everything that you've done. Do this big inventory, just like free flow, brain dump, like no filter, no sensor, just write down everything that you've done in the past. Because here's the other really cool part. I keep saying, here's the cool part about the VA industry. There's so many cool parts. But what's amazing is that you get to leverage the skill set you already have. You don't need extra credentials. You don't need extra certifications. You get to use your experience that you've already had. So even, actually, this is a great example. One of my clients, Samantha, who went through Mom to VA, she hadn't, like, I'm trying to remember if she had corporate experience, but she had been a volunteer at her church for quite a while. And she was doing very tangible admin, social media type tasks. It was volunteer though. It wasn't paid. It wasn't corporate, anything like that. And we leveraged that experience for her VA business. And she booked out her VA business literally in 2 seconds flat. She came to me, she's, Bree, is this normal? Like, I get emails every day from companies that are scheduling discovery calls and I keep getting hired. She's, I don't mean to keep bragging, but is this normal? And I'm like, yes, it is. When you dial in your messaging, you leverage your past experience. The virtual assistant industry, you are essentially just bringing your virtual or bringing your skill set virtual and remote. So just know and have confidence that anything you don't know too, you can figure out. There are, of course, you'll see VA job ops and they mention tech platforms. If you don't know them, it's not a big deal. What you want to do is leverage the tech platforms that you've used in the past. And you can let them know very transparently, hey, I've never used this platform before, but I have used this one. And there's a lot of crossover. So I'm extremely confident that I can figure this one out. And the other hack is on YouTube. There's a million free tutorials. So you can go learn any new platform. And most platforms have 2 week free trials too. So there's a little hack for you. So now you want to think, so you've gone through your past job experience, volunteer, direct sales, all of that, even hobbies that you've done, all of that. You can also, if you're still not clear, ask your friends and family, what do you see for me as my zone of genius, stuff that I might not even think about because it comes so naturally. What do you see? What am I good at? What are my strengths? All of that. And then thinking about services that you can offer. Once you have your big brain dump of all the different things that you've done, you want to look for themes overall. Let me give you a couple examples. So administrative support, project management, business operations, social media management, those are all really popular virtual assistant services that you can offer. So you want to go through your skill set, look for overarching themes. If you've done customer service, here's a little hack too. In the VA industry, we call it client experience. Client experience is an amazing service that you can offer in the VA industry. So that is a little hack for you, is go through your skill set, look through, pick 3 to 5 different themes, and then those are your services. So boom, there you have your services. And one of the things too is just start with what you know and love. Like what comes so naturally to you that you might even discount it? But let me tell you, you can get paid $30 an hour to go and manage someone's email inbox. So if you are an organization junkie, you love like color coding spreadsheets, all of that, like the things that you wouldn't even imagine people would like actually pay you for because it's so easy. Like people will hire you to do that. So even the stuff that you might discount, because you're like, no one would do that. I'll give you an example too. One of my VA roles was as the community manager for this big time entrepreneur. And she had 8 different Facebook groups and she paid me $30 an hour to manage her Facebook group. So I would accept new members. I would welcome them into the community. And I would check in 2 to 3 times a day to answer any questions or if people would post in the group, I would comment on the post and support them, cheer them on, answer questions. And to me, like I love people and I love building relationships. And that's a lot of what my corporate career was too. So it's like, I cannot believe that I'm getting paid for this. Like I would do this for free. It's that fun to me. And like that just intuitive and natural. So, you know, the stuff that you might discount is actually highly monetizable and highly marketable in the VA industry. So think about that. What do you love doing that you might even take for granted? Is it organizing email inboxes? Is it answering questions? Is it being that like high vibe support cheer person? You can absolutely leverage that within the VA industry. And then the other thing that's really helpful too, when you're thinking about how to present yourself, what services to offer, is to actually look at the market. So go look at VA job opportunities, see what they're asking for, see what they're looking for, see the language that they use, and incorporate that into your brand and your business. And even thinking about who do I want to work with? Go find some job opportunities and just get a feel for their messaging, their language, and that'll give you clarity too on like what you actually want to do in your business. So go study the market, study pricing, study packaging, all of that, and you can incorporate the pieces and parts that really light you up. Like one of the things I tell my students even is go through. So in Mom to VA, we have a private job board where we post up to 10 opportunities a day. And one of the first things I have them do is just scan the job board and look for the opportunities that light you up in your body. It's like this somatic feeling of just like the zing of energy. Like the example I shared at the beginning when I found that job opportunity on Indeed that didn't even mention the VA industry. And I was like, oh, this sounds so darn fun. So go see just what lights you up in your body. It's like this breadcrumb trail for you, like these clues of what you want to do, what you can do. And again, it's really believing and knowing and trusting yourself. Like anything you don't know, you can absolutely go learn and figure out. You don't need to know all the things to be a successful and fully booked VA. You don't need prior VA experience to be a successful and fully booked VA. Every single VA started brand new, and so can you. So now let's dive into how to actually find your first client who's excited. Okay, here's the biggest thing I want you to know. If people don't know you exist, they cannot hire you and book you. So a huge part of this is getting visible, letting yourself be seen, letting people know what you're up to, and sharing your reasons why too. Like all of you, if you're moms, I know that one of the reasons you want to do this is because you don't want motherhood to come at a cost or a sacrifice. You want to be there for your kids. You want to tuck them in for naps. You want to take them to school. And you want to provide for your family. You want to feel adult and human and alive and purposeful and autonomous within motherhood using your professional skill set and experience. Let people know that. People want to be in your corner. They want to cheer you on. But if they don't know what you're up to, they can't. So get visible, let people know what you're up to. You will want to have, before you start applying to roles, you will want to have a portfolio. Portfolio is different than a resume. A resume is this list of everything you've done in the past, dates and tasks and all the things. A portfolio is a forward-facing document where you really step into your CEO self and you're talking to your dream clients, telling them what you can do for them in the future. So the easiest way to think about it is resumes in the past, portfolio is future forward focused. And you want to have your messaging dialed in, your positioning, you'll list your services, your rates, all of that. So you want that in your portfolio. You use that to apply for VA roles. And you also, when you're connecting with business owners, letting yourself be seen, letting people know what you're up to, you can share that too. Hey, here's what I'm up to. If you or anyone is looking for some virtual business support, I would love to connect. I'm here to help. I'm here to serve and support you to help you grow your business. Then you can even share some of those statistics we talked about earlier, like, hey, hiring a VA over a W-2 employee will save you up to 78% operating costs. We can get really specific with your needs and your goals, dial in those. You don't need all the extra fluff. You don't have to provide office space or equipment, anything like that. I am here to serve and support you. And it's always too, when you are visible in your messaging, your marketing, your positioning, whether in your portfolio, you're connecting in person or virtually, is really keep it focused on the impact, the transformations, the results. It's like the difference of you say, hey, I do social media. You're like, oh, awesome. That sounds good. Or you're like, hey, I can take over your presence and your brand so you are visible to your dream clients and you're going to wake up with 15 new DMs in your inbox, people wanting to work with you. When I take over your social media, I'm going to save you hours of time each week so that you get to stay in the areas of your business that you love most. You get to coach, which is the reason that you started your business. So it's such a difference between listing features and services versus talking to them about what they actually want and the impact and transformation that you will have or they will have when you are in their business. And then the last thing on this is in applying and having conversations and connections, whether that's in person or online, make sure that you have your elevator pitch dialed in. And for this is, it's like you think about, people are like, oh, hey, what are you up to? And you're like no words come out or 1,000 words come out at 2x speed. And you're like, oh, I just like way overshared and gave them my life story. Whoops. So have your elevator pitch ready. If someone's like, hey, what are you up to? You have about a 60-second answer. If you're like, hey, I just launched my virtual assistant business. I'm taking my professional skill set and experience digital and virtual. I help business owners. And again, keep it forward focused, outcome, transformation, all of that. So have that ready to go. And even before you build your portfolio, get clear on what exactly your elevator pitch is. So I hope that was helpful. I'm so excited for you. I cannot wait to see the magic that you create. And then the last thing too is finding your clients. If you feel a gap or like a lack of confidence and clarity, something that's been extremely helpful in my journey and how I love to support my community too, is get in rooms where you can learn from experts. If you're not sure how to go book out your business and hit 5K months, hire someone who's done that, who can give you the step-by-step roadmap and the exact, save you from trial and erroring or like 1,000 different Google searches where you just end up more confused. My favorite way that I've grown my own business from $0 to 80K months. And this is how I love helping my students too. So if you're wanting to launch and book out your VA business, my program, Mom to VA, is exactly that. We give you the step-by-step roadmap. You have one-to-one support. You have the job board, template, script, swipe files. If you're wanting to scale, so that's Mom to VA. If you're wanting to scale even further beyond that, my mastermind Audacious includes Mom to VA, plus my program Million Dollar Mom, which is the A to Z for launching out a coaching business to hit 50K cash month. So wherever you're at in your journey, and depending on your goals and how fast you want to go, I am here for you. I would love to support you. But if you are wanting customized one-to-one hands-on strategy and support, reach out about Mom to VA or Audacious. I got you. I am so excited. Happy business building. I will see you next week.
Thank you for listening in. I'm so excited to hear your takeaways and to connect with you. Come hang with me on Instagram at Hey, it's Brie Kane. Shoot me a DM and let me know your favorite parts of this episode. You can also peek at the show notes for more ways to get in touch, for any links referenced in this episode, or ways to work with me to unapologetically book out your business and your life. Don't forget to leave a rating and review. I love hearing your feedback, and I so appreciate your support in helping us connect and spread the Booked Out mission with women and moms everywhere. I'll see you on the next episode.